Okay, so today our class would like to learn more about marshes, specifically the Allington Marsh.
Okay, could you please just like give us a brief like summary about your job?
Sure. I'm a wildlife biologist for the State Department of Natural Resources. My office is at the Pike Lake office right down the road. I've been there since 1990, and in the 70s I went to UW-Stevens Point and got a degree in wildlife management and biology. That's what it was called at the time. And then in the 80s I went to a graduate program at the UW-Madison in wildlife ecology department. So I've been working, like I said, since 1990, and in the state there are probably about 40 field biologists like me, and each biologist has a county or two normally that they oversee a bunch of properties. So mostly I'm just a property manager that takes care of the properties. They all have roads and parking lots and dikes and wetlands and fields that we plant the grass sometimes forest areas that we do forest management or invasive species management. So in Washington County we have three state wildlife areas, Theresa, Allington, and Jackson. Allington is actually the smallest property. It's about, I think it's 1,160 acres, plus some land that we lease on an annual basis for hunting around the perimeter of the property. And then we have about 10 or 11 small properties that are much smaller in size. We call them scattered wildlife areas that we also manage. And I have about 25 fisheries easement properties that we take care of too. So that's my main job, is to be a property manager for those properties. I also I do things like this, and I work with different sports clubs on different hunting programs. Just recently we had two different sports clubs join our, it's called the Adopt the Wildlife Area program, where they sponsor a wildlife area, and then we put up a sign that's with the name of the club, and it says that they're adopting the wildlife area, and they do certain things like habitat management or certain special projects like checking wood duck boxes or putting in a wheelchair accessible hunting blind, things like that. So I spend most of my days behind the computer at my desk answering emails and doing reports, and I take a lot of calls from landowners and people that have questions about wildlife. A lot of times they're nuisance type calls.
Do other groups help monitor the Allington Marsh, or is it like just you?
We have some individuals that do volunteer. I have one person, his name's Steve Moritz, that checks several wood duck boxes every year, and he and his daughter have gone in to do like wild parsnip control. Wild parsnip is an invasive species that grows here and there. We have actually there's a group, Trout Unlimited, has done some work on the marsh. Allington Marsh has the only designated trout stream in the county, so it's a class 2 trout stream. It's on Allington Creek. And there are actually two creeks on Allington Marsh. Allington Creek, which has trout in it, and then Limestone Creek just has other fish species, but not trout. Those two creeks come together and they form the Rock River, which is the headwaters of the Rock River. And then the river goes up through Theresa Marsh and then works its way down through Theresa and Mayville and eventually to Oregon.
What are certain traits of a marsh?
Okay, a marsh is it's a wetland. Generally they have wetland plants. They could have cattails or invasive plants like reed canary grass, but it's generally an area that's where the soils are wet throughout the year. All three of our wildlife properties are, their names say marsh. There's Theresa Marsh, there's Jackson Marsh, and Allenton Marsh wildlife areas. But in reality, most of the habitat that is wetland is wooded. So a better name would be a swamp. If we had to rename them again, we'd probably call it Allenton Swamp Wildlife Area. But it's traditionally been called a marsh. Allenton Marsh is actually a mixture of all different kinds of habitat. It's got a riverway that goes through the middle of it, where the creeks and the join to form the Rock River. And along those creeks are wooded bottomland timber. And then the surrounding lands are kind of a mixture of fields. We have some fields that are still farmed. We have farmers that rent the cropland from us every year, and they have a rental agreement. And then we have a lot of the other fields have been planted to permanent grass cover. So it's like prairie grasses. And
so next we're going to talk about the water sources of the marsh. What are the water sources, drainage, quality, and retention of the Allenton Marsh?
The water sources are the two streams, Allenton Creek, which comes from the east, and Limestone Creek, which comes from the west in Dodge County. And then they join together in the middle of the marsh. There are also some unnamed tributaries and small creeks. There are a lot of springs on the property that get feed into the creeks and the river. There are some ponds that most of them are man-made. Where Allenton Creek and Limestone Creek come together is about a 20-acre flowage. It's got a mile-long dike, an earthen dike around the edge of it, and that impounds water. We have a water control structure that has boards in it that we can adjust the water level sometimes. Each of the ponds has a dike, and it's an impoundment that holds water. It's about 17 acres of water. And there's an old ditch, a spring-fed ditch that leads into it and provides a water source. And then there's a water control structure that drains out to the north. I was going to mention this before, but we just got through with what's called a master planning process. And this is a master plan that includes 9 properties, and Allenton Marsh was one of them. And each of the communities were mapped out. So we know about how many acres of grassland, central hardwoods, conifer plantings, it's called upland swamp, shrub wetland. And there are descriptions of each of those communities in the master plan. And if anybody wants to find that, it's on our website, on the DNR website under Allenton Marsh. And at the bottom of that is master planning information.